All right, folks, let's see if we can use some deductive reasoning to find out the truth of what's happening in Ukraine, despite what the lying White House and Western media are telling us, because, of course, they're nothing but propaganda mouthpieces. So we now know that there have been two missile strikes that have hit very important strategic targets in Ukraine. The most recent one was just last night, a hypersonic missile strike that took out an underground weapons and ammunition depot in Western Ukraine. At least this is what's being reported. So a hypersonic Russian missile traveling at, well, this kind of missile called the Dagger. I forgot the Russian name for it, but in English it means the Dagger. This thing travels at Mach 10. Now, in addition, oh, and by the way, I'm recording this on Saturday, the March the 19th, I believe. So this just happened late last night, USA time. Now, in addition, we know that roughly a week ago, a training base was hit by a missile, or actually a barrage of missiles in Western Ukraine. And that barrage of Russian missiles killed somewhere around 200 plus Foreign Legion training people, basically people showing up from other countries who think that they're going to virtue signal and take a bunch of selfies. Oh, I'm fighting in Ukraine. Actually, you're dying in Ukraine is what is happening to you. But of course, they can't hear this anymore because they're dead, because they think this is some kind of a video game or something. So they show up and then they get blown away with Russian missiles. So let's use some deductive reasoning here. This should be real easy. Number one, we're told that America and NATO have air defenses. You know, oh, all kinds of air defenses. Apparently, those air defenses do not work. And obviously, they don't, by the way. Even in the Gulf War, the Patriot missiles barely halted any incoming Scud missiles. And the Scud missiles are super low-tech compared to Russia's missiles. I mean, Scuds are just ancient, like 1960s technology, slow, lumbering, dumb, rockets, basically. But what Russia has today are highly advanced, hypersonic, evading missiles that they twist and turn and change their elevation and flight path and so on. Very smart. So what do these two successful missile strikes mean? It means, quite simply, that Russia can strike targets at will, and that there's absolutely nothing that the United States or NATO or any Western force can do to stop those missile strikes. So when we're told things like, oh, don't worry, we have Western air defenses, that's a lie. You have no air defenses that are effective against modern technology. You might have air defenses that might work part of the time against incoming Scud missiles and things, again, built in the 1960s, but you don't have any air defenses that work against modern warfare, you know, evasive missiles and hypersonic missiles for certain. Nothing that can stop hypersonic missiles. And it turns out this is true on land and also at sea. And this means that Russia has the technology to take out any naval vessel that has been put out there by America or NATO. In other words, all the ships that are out there can be destroyed almost instantly by Russian hypersonic missiles, and there's absolutely nothing that America or NATO can do to stop that. That's not something that's being admitted by the White House, obviously. They try to pretend that we have effective air defenses and that we can enforce a, quote, no-fly zone. Now, this is such a pathetic joke. You hear everybody screaming about, we want a no-fly zone, no-fly zone. You know what? You're not battling Iraq here or even Afghanistan. You're battling Russia. Russia has vastly superior weapons compared to the United States. And Russia can strike any target at will, regardless of your stupid no-fly zone. You want to say you have a no-fly zone? Well, the missiles just fly right through your no-fly zone at Mach freaking 10. And so much for your no-fly zone. I have a request. How about first we enforce a no-lie zone over Washington, D.C.? Let's start with a no-lie zone and see if we could maybe expand from there. That would be amazing. No more lies, no more deception. But right now we're being lied to constantly about everything, including America's military capabilities. So if Russia can strike any target at will, anytime it wants to, in Ukraine, in the Baltic Sea, in the Black Sea, anywhere in the entire region, and we're told that Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine and destroy all the civilian buildings and just bomb the cities into rubble, then why isn't he doing that? Well, the answer is obvious. He doesn't want to. He's not trying to destroy the civilian population of Ukraine. He's not trying to destroy the internet, the municipal water system, every bridge and road and so on. No, he's not trying to do that. Otherwise, he could have done it very easily long before now. He is using these missiles to strike strategic targets that represent a threat on a military basis, an ammo depot, a training ground, training facility. That's what he has hit. And of course, Russia is striking, you know, military targets of the Ukrainian military, such as armored vehicles and so on. Now, if Russia has hypersonic missiles that are deployed and that can travel at Mach 10, which is what we just saw, or at least that's what's been reported widely, let me ask you this. Can America's air defenses stop Russian nukes? If Russia were to try to launch a hypersonic nuclear missile at the United States, can the U.S. stop that missile system? And the answer is no, absolutely not. And it also turns out that the MIRV tips of the Satan, I think they're called the Satan II ICBMs that Russia has. MIRV is multiple independent reentry vehicle. So as this giant ballistic missile comes towards America, the nose of it, you know, blows off and it releases, I don't know, dozens of these independent nukes. Well, each one of these independent nukes, by the way, can now be a hypersonic nuke, an independent hypersonic vehicle with a nuke. And these independent hypersonic vehicles can each target different U.S. cities or different military bases or what have you, whatever the strategic targets are that Russia might target in the United States. And understand that there is no defense system in America that can stop this. No system whatsoever. So in other words, Russia can successfully nuke the United States at any time and with devastating power. In fact, Russia has far more nuclear weapons than the United States, thousands more. Now you might think, well, they wouldn't do that because we would nuke them. Well, it turns out that Russia has an air defense system that actually does work and that can stop America's nukes, because America's nukes are old technology. Because, of course, the U.S. Pentagon has been spending its money on, you know, transgender surgeries and hosting parties for gay helicopter pilots, high heels and bras, and whatever else, you know, that the U.S. military is now into at the highest levels. I'm not talking about the soldiers. I'm talking about the insane libtard leadership. All they want to do is make everybody gay. So they're not really interested in or investing in advanced weapon systems that might be able to work or get past Russia's air defenses. So as a result, Russia has been developing anti-air systems. I think the latest one is called the SA-500. I might have that wrong, but it's something like that. And this system, which I wrote about the other day, can actually take out not only incoming hypersonic missiles, it can also intercept low Earth orbit satellite weapon systems. This thing can intercept hypersonic missiles and ICBMs, satellites, and also aircraft. So the SA-500 is a system that allows Russia to have first strike capability of its nuclear weapons while being able to defend itself against an American retaliation. In other words, and very few Americans realize this, there's no longer the balance of power that is described by so-called mutually assured destruction, or MAD. Remember, MAD only works when neither side can defend itself against the other side's nukes. Well, Russia can defend itself, and America cannot, nor can Ukraine. So Russia is in a position right now where if they were to unleash a first strike, then, of course, they could defend themselves against a retaliation. So why wouldn't they strike first when America has already unleashed economic warfare against Russia, which is a type of warfare? America has unleashed economic sanctions and economic deplatforming and basically has declared an economic embargo against Russia, which is a type of warfare. Now, a recent poll says that one-third of Americans want to go to war with Russia. One-third of Americans, or really a little bit more, 35% of Americans, they want to have a nuclear war with Russia. And among Democrats, that number is even higher. So 35% of Americans want a nuclear war with Russia. I think 65% of Americans want to throw the 35% off a tall bridge because they're insane lunatics. You know, they're the followers who will do anything they're told. They are the ones who, the sheeple who are easily manipulated by the media to just hate on Trump or hate on Russia or wear a mask or take a vaccine. They're just oblivious morons who do whatever they're told. So now they think that they want to be in a nuclear war with Russia. Yeah, they won't be thinking that when they're glowing with radiation, you know, when Russia hits their liberal cities with first strike nukes, and we find out that America has no defenses whatsoever, no defenses against Russia. So these libtard morons, some of whom have actually gone to Ukraine and have already been killed by Russian missiles, by the way, they want Russia to nuke the United States of America, too. They think that's an awesome idea to have a nuclear exchange with a vastly superior technology country. This is the situation we're in right now. Now, these people, they love the genitalia mutilation of children. They think that's awesome. They absolutely love having transgenderism in the military because they think that's progressive. And now they want Russia to nuke America as well, and they think that that's awesome. Yeah, be careful. They may get their wish because Russia now finds itself in a situation where it may have to demonstrate its capabilities to America in order to get America to be reasonable and to stop the economic warfare sanctions against Russia. And one way that Russia could accomplish this is to launch a hypersonic nuclear tip missile to impact, let's say, a former nuclear testing site in the Nevada desert somewhere, or the New Mexico desert, or wherever the sites are. I don't know where they are. So there would be a nuclear detonation in America caused by Russia, but no civilian casualties and no infrastructure destroyed. But Russia would send a very powerful message in doing that. And the message would be, we can strike you at any time, anywhere we wish, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Which is essentially what America did to Japan in World War II, in dropping the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. And the message of that bomb, which America dropped on a civilian population, by the way, a weapon of mass destruction dropped on a civilian population, killing, I don't know, 100,000 plus, or something close to that. I mean, the estimates vary, and some of the deaths occurred over time because of the cancers and so on. But it killed about 100,000 people. It's a very small atomic weapon, only, what, 15 kilotons or something in that range, 15 to 20 kilotons, whereas Russia's weapons are megatons, multiple megatons, you know, easily 50 megatons. So, you know, we're talking, what, 2,500 times more powerful, at least. compared to Hiroshima. But the message in dropping the bomb at Hiroshima was, we can strike you. We, the United States, can strike you at any time. There's nothing you can do to stop it because we had air superiority. And you need to surrender. Well, Japan did not surrender after the first bomb was dropped because they had incorrectly calculated that America only had one atomic bomb. Well, America had more than one. And so then we dropped the second one on Nagasaki, and that's when Japan finally capitulated and said, well, we can't just have all our cities nuked. We surrender. Do you realize how close America is to a possible surrender to Russia right now? You realize that? No one's talking about this. And let me be clear. I'm not rooting for Russia. I'm an American. I'm rooting for America, which is why I've been so critical of these Pentagon policies and the lunacy and the rigged elections and the you know, Obama and Biden actively trying to destroy America. I don't want to see America destroyed. I would rather have a country still remaining. But do you realize that Russia could force America to surrender by simply nuking first a desert location and saying, hey, we can strike you at any time, anywhere we want, and there's nothing you can do about it. And then if America refuses to surrender, Russia could just nuke one of their other targets. Again, I pray to God this never happens, but Russia could conceivably nuke New York City or Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles or wherever. I mean, they have missiles that can reach any target on the planet and that have hypersonic capabilities and that cannot be stopped. You realize that it would only take one or two other missiles for America to surrender to Russia. To surrender. Because, yeah, America could launch its own ICBMs. And again, Russia's air defenses would shoot most of those out of the sky. And even if some nukes made it through and actually detonated in Russia, the Russian people have underground bunkers. The American people don't. The Russian people have lived under economic sanctions for decades, even you could say a couple of generations. The American people have lived in comfort and convenience and have no idea how to survive in any kind of a shortage. Russia can survive a nuclear strike. America cannot. So even if there are nukes that detonate, America still loses. And eventually America would have to surrender or just face total annihilation and destruction. Almost nobody realizes how close we are to that scenario. And you might think, well, gosh, if Russia nukes America, you know, most of the world would just condemn Russia and everybody would be anti-Russia. Well, right now, 7/8 of the world in terms of population are with Russia. 7/8 of the world are still trading with Russia and they have no desire to take part in America's economic sanctions against Russia. You realize that, right? That India and China and Turkey and Nigeria and all these other large countries that buy and sell and trade, they are not carrying out economic sanctions against Russia. The countries that are carrying out economic sanctions represent only about 1/8 of the world's population. Now, granted, it represents more than 1/8 of the world's economic activity, but in terms of population, it's very small. Most people disagree with America. And given how America's economic sanctions are actually targeting civilians in Russia, this is a humanitarian issue to say that no person is allowed to go out and buy food. To think that Russia, the civilians of Russia could be facing mass starvation because of America's economic sanctions. How is that even a legitimate use of any kind of a financial weapon to effectively target the people rather than targeting the government? What, you think Putin can't find something to eat? You think the Russian oligarchs are hurt by these sanctions? No, they're not. They've got billions stashed all over the world, offshore accounts, everything else. They've got physical gold. Sanctions can't take your gold away. It's kind of like, come and take it, you know? And then there's Russia's resources. Russia sitting on almost 1/3 of the world's natural resources all by itself. and that's minerals, and that's energy. And every country in the world needs Russia's energy, especially European countries, Germany, the UK, France, and so on. And these countries also need Russia's fertilizer in order to grow food. We've already talked about that many times. Did you know that Brazil buys 100% of its nitrogen fertilizer from Russia? Did you know that Brazil grows a lot of the crops that are exported to the United States and Canada? So you realize that when the grocery store shelves go empty in the second half of this year, that's because of the economic sanctions that America put on Russia. So the famine, the food scarcity, and the global mass starvation affecting 1 to 2 billion people by the end of this year, America did that. America did that. That's a weapon of mass destruction against humanity, which isn't unusual for America, since America dropped the atomic bomb on civilian populations in Japan. America built the bioweapon known as COVID, and America pushed the deadly vaccine that is killing billions over time around the world, combined with COVID. COVID and the vaccine will kill billions of people. That's all been done by America, in case you're keeping track. Russia didn't do that. Even China didn't do that. America did that. America has launched these weapons of mass destruction over and over and over again against civilian populations. And yet there's no investigation of war crimes against Fauci, or war crimes against Biden, or war crimes against Obama. Never seems to happen. Isn't that fascinating? Just some things to think about. And again, of course, I am pro-America. Obviously, I love America. I am an American. I'm a Texan, and I love Texas. And I don't want to see anybody harmed. I don't want to see any nukes fly. But the only way to stop the nukes is to stop waging war with Russia and invest in, frankly, better anti-missile defense systems instead of trying to turn the military gay all the time. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care.